Sheldon Adelson, the casino magnate who's vowed to support Mitt Romney's presidential run with as much as $100 million, was at the Republican National Convention, where his wife was honored with a woman-themed pavilion. Adelson has also made news in every sense in the Middle East. 5 years ago, using some small portion of his wealth, now estimated at about $25 billion, he launched a newspaper in Israel called Israel Hayam, or Israel Today. The free paper, aggressively supportive of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, is now the nation's most popular daily, thriving while its competitors downsize and slash jobs. Jerusalem-based reporter Matthew Kalman wrote about Israel Hayam in the New York Daily News. Matt, welcome to the show.
Hello, Brooke.
In your daily news piece, you quote a senior editor from Israel's former leading paper, and he accuses Adelson of destroying the competition in the Israeli newspaper industry.
This is what he said. Israel Today is destroying Israeli journalism, not only at the professional level with its embarrassing editorial conduct, but also at the economic level. So what he's basically arguing is that by pouring money into a non-commercial operation, Adelson is simply destroying the existing business model for newspapers, and nobody else can compete.
Newspapers are a dying business, and what's happening right now in Israel could arguably be natural attrition.
There's no doubt at all that even before Adelson came along, internet penetration into the market had already begun to cause a decline. But the issue is particularly sensitive here. It's not very long, only about 30 years, since the Israeli media was completely government-controlled. Since then, the press has been completely liberated from these kind of political shackles. So attempt to manipulate Israeli politics through the media by someone who not only doesn't live in the country, he doesn't even speak the language of the country, is something that Israelis find very distasteful.
There is something vaguely Murdochian about some of this. Rupert Murdoch has had an impact on American discourse through the Fox News Network. But there's a difference between Murdoch, the head of News Corp, and how Adelson is running Israel Today.
I see a difference, certainly. Now, I was living in Britain when Murdoch made his large investments in his flagship newspapers there. And I very clearly recall Murdoch switching the support of his newspapers from the conservative government of John Major to the incoming Labour government of Tony Blair. And Murdoch is widely credited with helping to swing that vote that brought Tony Blair to power. Murdoch still had business interests in his mind when he was directing the editorial stance of his newspapers. It's impossible to imagine Adelson not supporting Benjamin Netanyahu, whatever he decides to do. And that, I think, is the difference.
So the paper is devoted to the furtherance of Benjamin Netanyahu. Does it do so at the expense of the facts?
I would say that they reserve their most vicious editorial attacks for anyone who dares to disagree with or criticize Netanyahu and the government. I wouldn't say that they do that at the expense of the truth. But the journalists who work there know that they have to toe a particular editorial line in anything that touches the government. There isn't even a pretense of objectivity. And that makes them very, very different to any other paper in Israel. It's known as the Bibiton, which is Hebrew for sort of BB News.
Mm-hmm. And BB being Netanyahu's nickname.
Exactly. And that's how it's perceived here.
You know, Matthew, in the big scheme of things, people seek out the media that accords with their views. Over 50% of the country does support Netanyahu. How much of that can you really attribute to Adelson and his newspaper?
Well, let me quote Nahum Barnea, who's an award-winning Israeli columnist. He described the paper, which was launched just before the last election, as the biggest election gift ever given in Israel. If you remember, Netanyahu was elected by a knife edge, so any slight swing in the vote there was extremely important. The other thing about Israel is that the standard of living here is much, much lower than it is in the States. And so an expenditure on a daily newspaper is much, much higher proportionally. Salaries are about a third of what they are in the States. If someone's giving you a newspaper for nothing instead of one that you have to pay for, then it's going to be very attractive to you. And once you start reading it, then I think there's more than likely possibility that it's going to start to inform your political views. I can't prove that, but it seems to me that in the context of Israeli politics and Israeli society, that really is a very definite possibility.
Matthew, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Matthew Kalman is a freelance reporter based in Jerusalem.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.